Okay, let's talk about teacher support materials and ancillary materials to increase the value of your shows. In the original course, the written material, you'll see examples of my teacher support materials. Teacher support materials essentially are just what they sound like, a flyer, a document, several pages, whatever the choice you make. They're intended to help teachers reinforce the lessons and concepts you talk about during your assembly programs. And they're an easy way to increase the value of your shows. Now, I will say, in the last, I'm recording this in 2023. In the last 10 years or so, I've had very few teachers or clients even ask about the teacher support materials. I mentioned them in my website copy. They're delivered automatically about 10 days out from the date of the show. Or is it 3 days before the show? Anyway, they're delivered before the show. And but that being said, many of my clients don't even ask about them, but I still think it's a good reason to include them. Number one, it does increase the perceived value of your show. And number two, it does show that you intend to have educational concepts in your shows. And they get that. And what's nice about that is that if the schools that do use them, they can use it to reinforce your concepts of your shows, which extends the life of your shows. My personal opinion is anybody who hires a magician to do a 45-minute show on the topic of bullying and expects it to make a noticeable difference on the anti-bullying culture in your school, in their school, I think they're deluding themselves. I mean, we've only got 45 minutes in front of these kids, and we have to keep it fun and entertaining. And yes, we can make a difference. And you know, I've heard the old adage about, you know, as long as we reach one child, you know, and I believe that. But from the standpoint of the people hiring us, I think the more things we can put in their hands to increase the perception of the value of our shows, the better we can go. So I'm not going to get in depth on teacher support materials, but I do want to talk more about some ancillary materials I do include too. As I said before, my teacher support materials, the text anyway, is in the in the written material. You can look at that. I've not altered them too much. And basically what it does is it talks about expectations, asking the teachers to set expectations for the kids, let them know it's a live show, what the expectations are before the show, that kind of thing. And then I have a series of questions for each program that basically asks the teachers to ask these kids these questions in class after the show to reinforce the concept. So, in my case, one of my questions might be, what was the message that he talked about when he made the bowling ball appear, or something like that? Because I use a bowling ball in a few different of my shows. What is the scientific concept behind the levers and levers that he did in an experiment? What was the intention? What was the message behind the magic trick involving the snake having a card in his mouth? Whatever the case may be, that's all you're really doing. If you want to create teacher support materials, simply look at the tricks that you use in your show, and what are the lessons that you plan on having for those tricks. And that's what you do. Like, if you're doing, trying to think of an example of a simple trick. If you're doing a cut and restored rope trick, and you've got a lesson attached to it, whatever the lesson may be, that's what you list in your teacher support materials. You know, what is the lesson for the trick with the rope? That kind of thing. So building out teacher support materials is not all that difficult. You simply ask questions pertaining to the tricks in your show. And then, as I said before, I like having a paragraph telling teachers, you know, in so many words, you know, make sure your kids behave before the show. that kind of thing. Just, you know, set expectations, that kind of thing. Now, some other things that I send along to my teacher, to my clients for use of the teachers, morning announcements. These actually turn out to be more popular than my teacher support materials, which really surprises me. Morning announcements are, I send along like 10. Like 10 days out, I have a series of morning announcements that they can read. And you know, if you're new to performing in schools, morning announcements are just like they sound. When the kids arrive in school, they go to their first, their homeroom, depending on the age level of the kids, or their main classroom. And as they're getting ready for the day, there'll be a series of announcements read. You know, like, today we're doing this, today we're doing that. You know, this is this is a a B day, and B days, maybe that's when they do their physical education, whatever. They have different things, and the morning announcements might pertain to lunches that are going to be available, maybe birthdays. Sometimes they have moments of inspiration or a joke. Almost exclusively, you can count on morning announcements, including the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and just trying to get the day started off on a positive note. So I don't remember where I got the idea from, but it wasn't my original idea. But the morning announcements are some blurbs that I've written for every show, which basically says, "Hey kids, in 9 days we're going to have our great anti-bullying show. During that show, Chris Johnson will make somebody float in the air." So it basically just reminds kids in how many days that we're having this big show. I reinforce what the topic is, and then I will often mention like one magic trick or maybe a piece of trivia about magic or something like that. And it's literally that short. Just, you know, "Hey kids, in 8 days we're having Chris Johnson's I Love to Read show. During that show, we're going to talk about books and have a lot of fun. And during that show, you're going to see objects float in the air. You're going to see objects disappear. And many of you are going to come up on stage and help out with the show." Something like that. You know, very simple stuff. Doesn't have to be complicated at all. But schools really like that. They really, I'm surprised by how many schools use the announcements. And they tell me how hopped up the kids are for it. Another thing that I will send along is a flyer designed to promote the show too. And the flyer is a full color flyer I designed. You'll see some examples of my flyers in the written material. It's part of this upgrade for the performance and then the program. And the flyers are just as they sound. I've got the logo for each show, a nice bit of cartoon imagery, and then in the bottom of the flyer, it'll say it'll have a space that they can actually write into the marker the date and the time. And these are digitally sent along to the school, and they can print out as many copies as they like. And I've seen many schools print out these flyers, and you see them all throughout the school, and they hand write in the date and the time to get kids excited and raise awareness and maybe spark some conversation about the topics in the show. I'm very surprised by how often these are used too. 15 or so years ago, when I talked to some other school assembly presenters, and had some other courses that I studied and things like that, they mentioned flyers, and some of the folks that I talked to, they would actually send along like a dozen flyers, hard copy flyers. Actually, print them out, put them into an envelope, and mail them to the school as hard copies. And some folks would even go to the extent of having flyers that were larger than 8x11, like poster size, folded in quarters and mailed along with like a dozen or 20 or so copies to the school to get things. And I like the idea of it, but I always felt that it was something that was cost prohibitive, because some schools don't even use them. So now, just doing it, technology has enabled me to send everything along digitally. So if schools don't use anything, at least I'm not wasting my materials on them. Other things that I will have sent along too, I will have a few days before the show, I will have an email that goes out that gives the school access to a special web page that has a video. And it's basically just me talking into the camera. "Hey kids, I'm looking forward to coming to your school in a few days. We're going to have this great show, and it's going to be about this, and it's going to have this in it," and that kind of thing. And it's just a very short video. And the reason why I send that along is many schools now, as technology advances, they have not only regular morning announcements, but they will sometimes, some schools will have video announcements where you'll see, and it's so cute. You'll see some kids like in front of a green screen dressed up, and they'll actually read the morning announcements and everything. And it's like a little mini news program for the schools. And so I will actually have, and the way you do this is really simple. It's just, you just get in front of the camera. I like to do it in front of my backdrop, have my studio lights on. You can get lights from studio lights for like $150. On Amazon or eBay, and you have a good microphone. And basically what I do is I just, these days when I'm doing videos, I just use my iPhone along with a lapel mic that plugs right into my iPhone. My iPhone is what these audio recordings are made with, so you can see you can hear the quality is quite good. So I'll get in front of the camera with my phone, with my lapel mic plugged in, giving me some range so I can move about a bit. Get in front of my one of my backdrops, and I'll just talk into the camera and talk about how I'm looking forward to coming to this school. I don't mention the school by name. I know some assembly presenters, they do customize them for every school, and I think it's a great idea. Me personally, I don't. I just, you know, I'm lazy, I'll be honest. But if you want to customize a video for every school, that's a nice touch. And in my case, the videos are uploaded to my website, and I have a hidden web page on my site for each video, like one for my bully video, one for my character ed video, and so on. And so the email will go out at a specified time, usually 3 or 4 days before the assembly, and or maybe it's a week, I forget. But they will get an email with a link accessing that video, and I tell them you can use the video to promote the show, and some schools do it, and it's really cool. I'll walk into the school, and kids will recognize me, which is really cool. Other things I will send along to the school, you want to send along your if you're in the United States, you want to send along your W-9. Schools will ask for it, especially if you're over $600. I think over $600. I think last time I checked, anyway, that was the amount that any company paying for something out of discretionary funds, they had to, they had to have a W-9 issued, or they had to issue a, excuse me, a 1099 issued. And again, I'm not an accountant, so you know, don't take my advice for legal reasons. But many schools will ask for a W-9 from you, so I will have that sent along along with my contract and everything too. And again, I'm just covering ancillary things that are not part of the usual invoice and agreement. So I mentioned the flyer, I mentioned the arrival videos, I mentioned the announcements, I mentioned the W-9. The last thing I'll mention is, this next item I send along just a few days after the school contracts me. So let me give you my sequence, and I'll get more details, more detail about the sequence in another module. But essentially, as soon as somebody books me, they get an email with a cover email with the agreement and the invoice and my W-9. And then a few days after that initial email, they will also get a link, an email which talks about my blog and how I've got all these articles. And they can, and here's a link to my blog, and they can access those articles, and they're free to use the content in their school newsletter. Many schools do have a newsletter that are emailed or mailed out to to parents and such. And they're looking for content. They're looking for content that parents are going to find interesting about raising their kids, aspects of motivation, whatever. And I've got a lot, I forget how many, 50 or 60 articles on my blog. I don't even remember how many articles I've got. Many of them are written myself. Many of them I'm not written myself. But there's a lot of really good stuff in there, and my goal is to show the schools not only that I'm the expert on all these aspects of children and education and everything, but also I'm there to help them. So my blog, which helps me with my SEO, also establishes me as the expert, and because it's already on my website and everything, it doesn't cost me to do anything. So I just send along an email saying, you know, here is a link to my blog with all these different educational articles. Feel free to use these for your school newsletter with my compliments. Some schools do, some schools don't, but it's one more touch point with the school, one more way to show that I'm trying to help them, and not just show up and do some tricks and leave, and also serve as a way to further establish my authority as an expert for these topics that we're talking to kids about. So all these things and more can be accomplished with just a few emails, a little bit of extra work on your part. As I said before, when you look at the provided written material and examples that I'm going to include with this upgrade version of the course, you'll see examples of my flyers, you'll see examples of my morning announcements, that sort of thing. So you'll see examples of everything in the written material that will accompany this version of the program. So now we'll move on to another topic.